We are doing a recording, so this will be available for download. So sometimes people sign up and they just listen to the download, which is great. That's fine. Welcome people on the download bubble, as we call it. All right. So I'd like to just give you a few preliminaries to get us started. Some of you may be new to Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii, and we do our activities on Zoom now. And I'd like to orient you to the screen. At the bottom of your screen, you should see a button about, let's see, it looks like it's the fifth over, and it's called React. If you click on that, you will see a choice to raise your hand. So if you have any questions, just raise your hand. And I may ask, say, well, we'll defer that for a few minutes, but it's great. I know you want to ask a question. And then if you have a sound issue, raise your hand. So those are two reasons you can use that React and raise your hand. And during today, I'd like to ask you to keep your feet on the ground. It helps to keep you in your body and grounded. And I also ask that you follow along with your eyes open or closed, depending on where we are in the meditation. And I'll cue you so you'll know what to do. All right. So, first of all, I'd like to set the stage for our surroundings. Here we are in a virtual environment, and with your imagination, allow yourself to see you're in a clearing in the forest. And it is the middle of winter. So, depending on your vision, you may see snow on the ground. But you're not cold because you're sitting on heated seats. And you're in a semicircle around a large bonfire. And Diana and I are on either side, and we are standing on warm patches of earth because there are warm springs underneath the ground. They're not getting us wet, but they're just keeping us warm. And we're both standing because I'm teaching and Diana is holding space, and we're setting the energy for the meditation. Overhead is a large full moon, and the air is very clear. So it's the type of environment designed to help you with your clear thinking and seeing, which is what we do as spiritual people. And in addition to that, I'd like to point out we have some others with us. We've got squirrels. We've got an owl in the tree. We've got other birds that are just making little faint noises. So they're all around here, keeping us company, helping us to see and envision what we want for 2026. So today, we are going to meditate and envision what we want. As I said, in 2026. So we'll review what we're going to do. So, why Diana and I set the energy for you, that's a spiritual practice. We're going to have you use two simple tools. These are the tools we teach everyone and continue to use throughout our spiritual lives. And that's the grounding cord and golden sun. So we'll review that. Then you'll look at what you want, and I'll prompt you with some questions to assist you with your seeing and visioning. We'll have a question and answer section. And then at the end, we're going to thank you for coming and outline some possible next steps. So that's what we'll be doing in the next half an hour. So first, right now, prepare yourself and ensure you're sitting if you aren't already. Ensure your feet are flat on the floor. And you can put your hands on your knees. That's really the customary position for meditation. And close your eyes. All right, so here we go. First tool. Allow yourself to see a line of energy from the base of your spine all the way to the center of the planet. Now, sometimes what people do is see themselves, the earth really small, because you want to see it all. And you is kind of big. That's fine if that's what works for you. So just envision a line of energy. It can really be anything. So you can see it coming from the bottom of your spine. So it can be a colored straw. That's pretty basic. It could also be a waterfall. People love the waterfall. Or a rainbow, also a favorite. We've got a rainbow in our class, don't use her. So just put that rainbow, if you want to use it, down to the center of the planet. And excuse me, rainbow, I did make an assumption. I don't want to walk all over your pronouns. And then, or you can envision a tree going from the base of that spine down to the center of the planet, or even a mermaid's tail, or anything else you choose. Just a line of energy. So connect that at the 5 and 7 o'clock point of the base of your spine. And going down through the earth, the rocks, the crystals, and then hitting molten lava in the center until you reach the very center. And just connect in. You can see that as a little prong if you'd like. Some people like an anchor. Just something that tells you that it's connected. Now breathe deeply. You're using a psychic tool, a spiritual tool. And now notice, do you feel more present? You may. And then put your attention in the space right behind your eyes. Okay. You're on your way. And allow that grounding cord to work for you. You can push a button, you can pull a lever, and have it release down your grounding cord what's in the way of you getting what you want. Sometimes we're fearful of getting what we want, so you can allow fear to go down that grounding cord. Other times, there's other people's energy in the way of us getting what we want. And maybe it's because they're fearful. They know you the way you are. They may want you to stay that way. You can let them have their feelings, but just release their energy down your grounding cord. Another big thing is societal messages. You can release societal messages down your grounding cord. And since we're here at the grounding cord, something we often do is release our day, anything that's in past time, just let it go down the grounding cord. If it's important to you, you can get it back. You're just releasing it from your space right now. Okay, great job. Now let's move on to golden suns. Ah, what is a golden sun? Well, we're going to review that right now. You're going to learn why you do it. All right. So, again, allow yourself to see what looks like a big golden sun on top of your head. And you can make this golden sun giant. Well, we know how big the sun in our sky is. And it would be okay for it to be that big. It'd also be okay for it to be as big as the planet Earth. So you can just see it growing above your head, big and gold, and then allow it to just call back or collect your own energy from wherever you may have left it. Sometimes, especially in the beginning, it's fun to think of something drawing it back, like sometimes a magnet that attracts all your energy. So just allow that magnet to attract your energy. Could be anything in the future, anything in the past, maybe something you're creating, a project, someone you love, someone you're worried about. Just call it all back right into your space. That's where it will be most effective. So call it back. Sometimes others like to see rays running back. You can do that too. And this is all done with the empower of your intention and your visioning. But I'll share a secret. You can have one without the other. You can just see, but you do have to have the intention. So just with your intention, draw it back. And then again, with your intention, set it with something you want. What about amusement? What about laughter? These are things that help with creating. It may be surprising, but we do things in ease and joy, usually more easily than pain and effort. So put those helpful things in there. What about positive expectations and miracles? Miracles are fun to think of, and sometimes people think, oh, it can't happen to me, but oh, yes, miracles can happen to anyone. And you may be surprised to know they probably do all the time. Okay, and if there's something else you really want in there, you could add it. And then when you're ready, just envision yourself allowing a little opening to appear at the bottom of that sun closest to your head. And then just watch that liquid yellow sun gold come streaming into your head, your shoulders, your arms, your torso, your hips, the top of your legs, down all the way down your legs to your feet. And then the rest of it can spill out into the energetic part of you. That's your aura. It's all around you. You just allow it to come streaming in to that aura. We generally look at seven layers. The first is closest to your skin. The seventh is the furthest most away, and they're in order, with the first closest, the seventh most far away. So allow that sun to come into that aura. Let's do one more. Again, allow yourself to see a big golden sun right above your head, as big as the planet. Envision that magnet calling back your energy or those rays running back, hopping into that big golden sun. So it was something else you'd like. How about belief? Energy works. We're all comprised of energy, you know that. We can just see the material part, but around us is something we see in a different way, which is spiritually. So allow that to come back to you. Said it was something you'd like. Again, amusement and laughter, always great ones. But if there's something else you want, add it. Oh, and positive expectations. And then allow that small opening to appear and see it streaming into your head, your neck, your arms and torso, your hips, all of your legs, down to your feet, and then out into your aura. Excellent. Great job. So, with this meditation, Diana and I, as I said, are setting the energy and creating a space to make it easier for you to see what you want. So, where does that begin? Well, you're going to use your imagination. And I'm going to ask you some questions. What do you know you want? So, this is a tricky one, explaining knowingness. One example you can probably relate to is, what do you know you want? Blue sky and sunshine. How do you know that? Well, probably some experience. You like blue sky and sunshine, but maybe there's more to it than that. I was thinking about myself. I had a friend in college, and we went to the same college, and I could just envision her in my mind and find her, even though it was a big campus. And so, yes, I had some experience, but it was more than that. It was knowingness. So what do you know you want? So that's one question. And what sets the atmosphere you want? So here's an example of atmosphere, but of course it's much bigger than this. Candles on the table. You go into a nice restaurant, there's candles on the table. It sets a certain mood. Well, energy is kind of like that. You can set the energy. So, what atmosphere do you want for yourself? What do you see that would be validating? Oh my goodness. This can be so broad. But I'll give you some examples to stimulate your thinking about what would be validating for you. How about an unsolicited compliment? You're working on a project. Somebody said, "Oh, you did a great job on that aspect of the project." Hey, that feels good. That's validating. Or maybe another type of validation is someone wants to spend some time with you. Maybe there's a relative or a friend, and they say, "I'd really like to go out for coffee with you. It'd be really nice to talk to you over some coffee." So those are examples of what you see that would be validating. But again, this is you looking at what's right for you. So envision that for yourself. Allow yourself to see. Another way to look at things is, what would be creative? One day-to-day one that we see frequently that's creative is flowers or plants in the garden. People make artful arrangements of flowers and plants. It's enjoyable to see it. It's creative. But of course, creativity is much broader. There's houses, how you put them together. There's clothes. There's cars. And then there's other types of creativity, things you create, art, music. What would be creative for you? What would be right? Here's another question. What does your heart want? And that's not just talking about romantic love. The way we see it as spiritual people is the heart is about affinity. Affinity with others, friends, cats and dogs, companion animals, co-workers, things. You can have affinity with things, situations. So what does your heart want? Here's one idea. I'd like to take a trip to Alaska. I'd like to go on a cruise. Or, I've been eyeing these sweatpants. I'd really like to wear these sweatpants to work out. Or maybe it's for walking. I'd really like a certain walking shoe. So, what does your heart want? Maybe it's a different lifestyle. Maybe it's a different job. Maybe it's a different way of doing things in your spare time. Here's another question for you. What would juice you? Energize you. What would energize you? Some people are energized by workouts. Others are energized by trips on their mountain bikes in nature, which is wonderful, of course. Others like to hike. Some like to go to the gym. And then others, completely different things, art, binge watching some TV series. That can be really fun. So, what would juice you? Think about that. And here's another question for you. What would support your physical well-being? We come to Earth, we're spirit, we come into bodies. It is a grand gift to be in a body. So, what would support that physical well-being? So, there's kind of the obvious things like diet, exercise, sleep. But then there's some other things, such as, walks in nature. Working out creates endorphins. That feels pretty good. And maybe there's other things like charitable acts. I recall a time when I was younger, it was quite a bit younger, and my mother and I decided to go work at a nonprofit on Thanksgiving. And so we went over to a kitchen and we helped them with putting together a dinner for people who were, I guess you could call them, in need of assistance. And that supported our physical well-being because we felt pretty good about that afterwards. It was fun. So these are some questions to help you see what you want. And we only have 30 minutes today. So we'll have to go through the rest of this somewhat quickly. So, some other things to do after today's session is try and record what you just saw for yourself. Or you can continue the process too. And maybe you want to draw it, maybe you want to put it in your phone, maybe you like lists, whatever works for you. Just try and remember. And then start to answer the who, what, where, when, and how. Because you might say, I want a new car, but how do you want that new car? Do you want to really think through what it is you'd like? And are there some details associated with that? Probably. There's also other things less complicated, like find a parking spot more easily. And that could be very quick and on the spot. Or a particular gift for somebody else. So let's go back to our tools and just re-acknowledge your grounding cord. See that grounding cord from the base of your spine down to the center of your planet. Our planet, our collective planet. Call back a big golden sun above your head. Fill it with being light and amused. Pop it, allow it to stream into your head, your arms and torso, your legs down to your feet, and your aura. Release anything that and down your grounding cord that might get in the way of you getting what you want. And then envision getting what you want. Right now, select one goal. See yourself getting it. I'll give you just a minute. Okay. So now let's talk about next steps. Now that you know what you want, as I said, remember it. Write, type, draw. Put a reminder in your phone, whatever works for you. And just notice that Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii can offer additional assistance. We have classes where we teach spiritual tools to help you magnetize things to you energetically. And if that's piques your interest, go to the CCH website at clairvoyanthawaii.com and click on events where you signed up for the meditation. There's a calendar of events. Of course, it includes the monthly meditation. The next one will be scheduled soon. There's also an introduction to clairvoyance being held on February 10th. We usually have a psychic demonstration each month. And in addition, we almost always have a healing clinic each month. Now, this month's is full, so it's not available. It's not listed on the website right now. But there'll be another. After next weekend, we'll post another for February. And these activities are all free. If you want to get a little more ambitious, you can join some what we call regular classes. One is Clairvoyant Foundations that does teach about mock-ups. And basically, what we just did today is a meditation that would lead into a mock-up. Because the first step is, guess what? Envisioning what you want. And then after that, you do the mock-up. And that's where that who, what, when, where, and how is very important because you usually put that in your mock-up. And as it turns out, Clairvoyant Foundations is beginning. We have a new session beginning this weekend. That's Saturday, January 17th at 7 a.m. Pacific. and corresponding times in other time zones. So I'll just do a quick review of the steps that I took you through today. Ground, bring in golden suns, envision what you want, fill in the details of who, what, where, and when, and then take your next steps, whatever those might be. Seeking that goal on your own, looking to Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii for additional support and tools to assist you energetically, whatever's right for you. And I do want to offer you the opportunity to ask questions. Does anybody have a question? Remember, it's under React at the bottom of your screen. You just raise your hand. Okay, not seeing any. Well, thank you so much for coming. I really enjoyed having you here today. And we look forward to seeing you around Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii. Thank you very much. Let's all celebrate. We did
Yay. Yay.
Yay, may it be with the blessings of Great Spirit. This meditation is now complete. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you.